This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Thank you for joining us on this fine Tuesday. If you could stop in maybe a couple more times today, that'd be great.
A lot more times, please.
Well, I mean, you know. Start with a few extra times. Let it become a habit. Every time you walk by a radio, just surreptitiously reach over and adjust the dial. No matter whose radio it is.
Listen, we live for this. We love do. You being here. We love to do this for you. We work on it and think about it all the time.
Grind on it even.
Yeah.
It's an honor being in your radio. Please turn your radio on more. That'd be great.
We're desperate.
Right. We're not. Will you stop it? We're not desperate.
What? What'd you just say?
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our friends at All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. Visit allnaturalstone.com, visit one of their four locations, or find them on Instagram and watch as they wow you with all kinds of cool colors and shapes and things.
Yep, a daily wow on Instagram.
It's great. So today is doobie weed day, so if it smells like a skunk, it's probably not. It's probably someone smoking up. Light up,
except
everybody.
Except if you're in my house.
And then it actually is skunk. You all skunked out over there?
It's a lot better. That, what'd you use again?
Hydrogen peroxide?
Yes, hydrogen peroxide with something else.
Yeah, that skunk, it's hard to get that out.
It worked. Mm-hmm. I mean, still smell it if you walk up to Toddy and get close enough, but
gross.
The whole house isn't like, you know,
skunked, reeking of
so
it,
that's great.
Todd.
Leave the skunks alone, Toddy.
Yeah, Toddy.
What don't you get about it?
Toddy.
Oh, you didn't learn from the last time? Come on, man.
Or the time before that, or the time before that. Dummy.
Okay, so here's the deal. First of all, the trial of the policeman in Minnesota, Derek Chauvin, that is now in the jury's hands. So we're expecting a verdict. I don't expect it today, but it could be as soon as today. So the whole nation waits and watches, and we'll leave that there. Also, rain on the way, everyone. Even though we're having nice days, you can expect to see rain this weekend, most likely Sunday, but could be Saturday as well. The first Bay Area county expected to bump to least restrictive yellow tier this week. What county do you think that is?
San Mateo.
Marin.
Marin County. Marin County could be on its way to being bumped up to the least restrictive tier in California's safety restrictions.
Oh, fantastic.
Which is considered a stunning development less than 2 months after it was in red. So, yellow tier signifies minimal risk of COVID-19 spread, mandates less than 2 daily cases per 100,000 people.
Wow.
And that means a lot of businesses are going to be doing better, and it's all good. People can get possibly
back
to work.
Oh, it's great.
That's a big deal. A really, really big deal. So congratulations, Marin, and let's keep it going, party people.
Yep.
Let's move everybody to yellow and from yellow to restrictions.
Is it green?
Yeah,
green.
Whatever
green.
Color.
Green.
No
is
color.
Is green next? Yeah, zero color. How about we don't even talk about
green,
it?
Yeah.
What, imagine there'll be a day someday when not only do you not mention it, you don't even think about it. There will be a day.
I don't know about that, but
someday, Vinny.
Okay, I hope. But that's, I think, cool news, and you know, and then there you are sitting in Marin. So I thought
Woo-hoo!
That was something you'd want to know, right?
Yeah. Yes. Excited.
It's good stuff.
Yep.
All right. What else did I need to tell you guys before I move on to the next things? Okay, I'm clear. There's a woman named Francesca Wyckoff in Maricopa, Arizona, and she woke up on Thursday to find someone had slashed her tires on her family's truck in the driveway.
Oh.
I meant to tell
awful.
You this story yesterday, but, you know, like we do, we get carried away in one subject and then we never get to the others.
Leads to
anyway,
someone else.
That wasn't all that was slashed, because right next to the tire, Francesca found a severed finger.
What?
Oh, so the idiot who was slashing her tires managed to cut his own finger off, too?
Yep. Whoever slashed her tires also cut their own finger in the process.
Oh, my God.
And they left it behind.
Do they? Have they never watched CSI ever?
Then she says she thinks it might be her neighbor because they'd argued the night before. And there was a trail of blood leading from her driveway to his house.
Wow, she is one solid detective.
Yeah, how'd she figure that one out? That
Did she
is
count the
really...
guy's fingers? And I mean...
Right.
The police bagged up the finger and took it.
Ugh. Imagine finding a finger
says,
in your driveway. That'd be horrible.
She's waiting to hear from him to see if it is, in fact, her neighbor. I think it's pretty clear it's her neighbor, but
it's
okay.
Neighbor.
She
mm-hmm.
says, quote, You would think that you'd take the finger with you. I mean, I don't find any joy in anybody hurting themselves. However, karma has a good way of working itself out.
Yeah. Yep.
They argue. He's chopping at her tire, and he chops his own darn finger off.
Do you think that was like his hand was sweaty from shoving it into the other tires, and then on the final tire, he shoved it, and his hand went down onto the blade and just... Whoink. One of his
you know
fingers
what?
Just
I don't,
popped right off.
I don't
I'd
really
barf.
Know.
I'd barf if I saw that.
Yeah, well, of course you would.
I'd ruin
and,
the evidence.
Know,
I'd barf all over it.
I almost thought Blech. For a second, did he Van Gogh it? Is this a Van Gogh thing? Did he do it on purpose?
Oh,
because
like I'm
going to
leave you a gift.
Well, he cleanly chopped off his finger by accident?
Blech. The rest of his hand must be mangled, too. If he got one finger all the way off...
Yeah,
he's just,
right.
I mean, check the hospitals. That's where that guy is.
For almost 3 years, someone near Buffalo, New York, has been littering in front of the same house, specifically throwing empty coffee cups on their lawn, and no one knew who was doing it. A couple named Ed and Cheryl Patton. They're nice people. They live there.
The Pattons.
They're just, you know, friendly folk. They didn't know if it was just a random person or what, so they set up a security camera on a tree, but couldn't get a good shot of the person.
Oh,
then a neighbor saw someone in a minivan pull up and do it. And they got the license plate. Turned out it was one of Cheryl's old coworkers who apparently was still holding a grudge. We're talking human level grudges here, people.
That is full on lengthy. How long has this been going on?
It's advanced.
3 years.
Oh, boy. That is, you know, there is real skill involved in keeping a grudge going out of your way to toss your coffee cup.
Oh, you have to farm a grudge
you
like
really
that.
You really do.
You'd think that grudge would have burned itself out long ago.
Right. You got to have a shrine to that grudge somewhere in your house. It's
76-year-old Larry Pope used to work with her, and they used to fight over union issues. So for 3 years, he kept swinging by and tossing garbage from his van. She says she couldn't believe someone would be that petty, especially someone in their 70s. He's facing harassment and littering charges after 3 years of dumping garbage in her front yard.
Not even smart enough to like sneak over there in a car that isn't registered to his name. All it takes is one person to get his license
after
number.
After 3 years, eventually you're going to have to let down the disguise. I mean, the mustache and glasses eventually wear out.
You have to assume if you throw enough trash on someone's yard these days, everyone's got a Ring camera at the very least.
Yeah, well, not everyone. Like in California, we're tech kooks.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's Buffalo, New York. There's snow, there's winter, there's all
things
kinds
to be dealt with, right?
They're not busy with that.
I guess.
Apparently, anyway.
I'd get
but
busy
then
with
apparently
that.
You let people throw trash on your house.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it took them 3 years to... And then still the camera couldn't catch them?
What, Cheryl and Tom, you never go to the Home Depot? You don't see the display of the cameras that will be triggered as soon as someone drives by?
Oh, it's too far away. Dirt. It's a long drive. I don't want to go that far.
A 33-year-old guy named Cordell Coleman from Little Rock, Arkansas, was arrested on Thursday for public intoxication. He got out of jail around 2:40 a.m., and when he got outside to the parking lot, he stole a marked police department SUV to drive himself home.
Oh.
The cops easily traced it to an apartment complex about 10 miles away where they found Cordell inside. Hmm. When they asked him what possibly possessed him to steal a police car from outside the jail, they say his response was, quote, unintelligible as he was still publicly intoxicated hours later.
It's so, did they keep him until he sobered up and then he drove to a liquor store with the car and went home and just continued drinking and then got himself ripped again?
Doesn't say, but he was arrested
for
felony theft and he's still in jail.
Some people, they cannot stop.
No, you're right. Believe it or not, according to a new survey, one out of three people say they usually keep the subtitles on when they're watching TV and not to translate.
I do that.
Like people who speak English keep on English subtitles just because they like them.
Yeah, I like them.
Or if you're eating like something kind of crunchy and you can't hear what they're saying.
Or if your damn kids won't shut up.
Yeah, that too.
Just put them on. Then I can 57% read the TV.
Your boys won't shit. They're grown men.
Whoever, whatever. And we watch a lot of British stuff, so there's always some
that's a little hard.
Person with a crazy accent. And I'm like, just put the subtitles on. We all watch with that. My one kid can't stand it. He's like, I'm not watching anything that I have to watch subtitles with. And the other kid is like, yeah, put them on. We'll watch that. It's helpful.
Something tells me the agreeable one is Berkeley.
The other one's like, it's all over. I can't see what they're doing with their hands. It's covering their hands.
Anyway, the older you are, the less likely you are to use them. Oh. It seems it's a young person thing. It's Nicole is in
eating. You're eating crunchy, crunchy things.
My grandma has them on all the time. So.
Oh.
Yeah, I like having them. They're just a good reference. Although sometimes I try to force myself to not look at them because I do find myself just reading it.
Oh, I think I'm just so used to it now that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
I like subtitles.
Some people. Yeah. Are built for things, you know?
Like
they seem to thrive or do well in certain situations where others would be dead. Long dead.
Right. Okay.
Over. Like, kill me. I'm not going to make it. Everyone go on without me.
I can't take it. Just
leave me behind.
Leave me to die.
A mom of 11 has gone viral.
Well, she's built for babies. All right,
go ahead. Well, look, that's what I was. What I'm saying is she seems to like it, and she's gone viral. With a video of her laundry mountain. See, 11 kids, you know, there's a lot of laundry. I know we have two kids, and it's ridiculous how much laundry piles up. It's stupid, really, how much you find yourself going, oh, my God, we have to two people this job.
Yeah.
And this mom, the video is of her doing her laundry mountain. She lives in Kansas.
Look at that. So it's like this is a TikTok thing. This is her. She's taking. It looks like she's folding the laundry that's been washed.
There's a
room.
Or
maybe she's sorting it. Yeah, she has a laundry, like a laundry bedroom.
Yeah.
I don't know how many rooms they have in the house, but one of them is. And by the way, she's pregnant. Number 12 is on the way.
Well, we don't know that.
The dad
might not want to jump to that conclusion.
I don't know. She got skinny arms.
It's not good to assume those things.
Yeah, you may really. In fact, actually. Now that I think about it, I think someone in the video, she's like, oh, my God, look at my belly. She says, my kids who do their own laundry include, and then so half the kids do their own laundry. This is just the other half of the kids, the laundry mountain that she's dealing with. Mm-hmm. And she seems to have a good enough attitude about it. And then everyone's comments, like mine, include, and I complain about doing laundry for four. I complain about doing laundry for two. It's ridiculous. And she's doing laundry for...
What are you doing it for?
What?
Oh, for the two kids. I thought you didn't do their laundry. I thought you did your laundry.
But I help. So what I do is she puts it in and then just leaves it. And then I have to cycle it into the dryer.
Right.
And then cycle
it too?
Out of the dryer. And then I put everything in groups like she's doing here so that mom can fold and put away. And it
I
sucks.
Can't even tell.
I hate
She's
it.
Folding it into like storage bins. Like, I wonder if each kid gets their own bin full of
clothes. Must be.
How could you even tell? I guess they'd have to Sharpie the names in and then cross them out
pregnant.
When they got handed down.
She's pregnant.
She
gave like a list of her kids' names and the age of like who she's responsible for. And at the bottom, I think it's in Roland or something, and it says due in July.
Oh,
so she is
dear
pregnant.
Lord.
She nice research, Nicole. Stop.
Really solid. That's a girl who reads subtitles
see,
all the time.
I caught
see how she was. She caught it. She saw it. That's just, oh boy. I'm
anyway,
just watching that.
Going viral with laundry piles, or sorry, laundry mountains, everyone.
Yeah. That's a depressing mountain of clothes.
Yeesh. All right, where am I time-wise? Oh God, how could I have run out of time? Let's see here. Hold on.
We ask the same question day after day.
Oh, listen to this.
Okay.
Grandpa style is a thing, everyone. Apparently it's hot. People are making their hair gray.
Uh-huh.
Young people, I should say. Not old people.
Oh, yeah.
They're young people.
Naturally letting
they're
it go gray.
It.
They're dying
they're
it
dying
white.
It. Yeah.
They're going silver, and they're also dressing in vintage clothes, random colors, and everything else you might see on a senior citizen.
Nice.
So grandpa style.
Plaid pants and
a
cardigan. I'm in.
You're not in.
Grandpa style. Plaid pants and a cardigan.
Well, those are pajamas and
Sarah,
a hoodie.
Sarah, your hair right now is like a hot trend. Just, you're good with not dying.
See,
it.
I'm always just out
you're
in
just
front
so
of
trendy.
Things without even realizing it.
I try to tell my mom that all the time because she really wants to dye her hair back. And I'm like, people are dying it gray, mom. She was good for them. I want to dye it. So just depends. But
your mom's younger than I am, isn't she?
No, she's going to be 61.
Oh, cool.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow, I figured
whoa,
we were like the same
response
age.
Towards Rose. Come on.
Jeez, Rose. Way to keep it together. She looks good.
My dad will be 60 in May, so.
Wow.
They're old.
Boy, it just really creeps up on you, doesn't it?
Yeah. I feel like it was yesterday that my dad was my soccer coach and he had his black hair and everything.
And now he's gray.
Yeah.
But and Rose has let it go gray?
Well, she had to because
it fell
her
out.
Chemo, it fell out, so it's growing back gray.
Ha! I have a friend who said she was talking to her son, and she was saying the pandemic, she's gained so much weight, and she's so bummed, and he was like, Mom, guys really like big butts. You're in. And she was like, I wasn't talking about my butt. Thank you. I thank you so much.
I didn't realize I was actually looking at the front and being disappointed, but nice to know that the rear view is also.
So the expanding. Boy, in an effort to help, really walked right into a wall with that one. But, you know, the kids, they love their parents. They try to help.
Wow. Sarah got a cute old butt. But
that's good, though. Come on.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Hear that? 800-400-3697. Text us. We'd love to hear from you guys. So here's a few of the things you guys sent. 650 says, slashing tires is old school. You should rub some Oh, I don't think I should read this
Yeah,
one.
Don't give any tips on that.
I can't believe that's the one I randomly pick. The one that's giving people ways to destroy your neighbor's car. Let's see here.
Watch out for that finger, though, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I can picture his sweaty hand just sliding down the
blade.
I
put together of a thing of what it would sound like.
Don't.
I don't want.
Ow! Is that little thump there, the finger hitting the pavement?
Yeah, it's him pulling out the knife, slashing the tire, accidentally cutting his finger off, and then going, ow! One more time, here you go.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Dude, are you all right? Is that your finger on the floor?
We should really pick that up and take that with you to the hospital.
Make sure you put it on ice. Yep. Tire's still going, though. Poor tire.
Well, you know, the tire's got a lot of air in it. All right,
I've always wondered, I've never done it, but I definitely had a moment where a guy stole a parking spot from us. The missus was driving, and badly, by the way. And I thought, you let that guy steal our parking spot. I got to get out. I got to do something. I feel like I've been completely had. And I was thinking, so if you pop a tire, there's no explosion. They just give off air, huh?
Yeah, they don't explode.
Yeah, but
they're not under pressure to the point where there's like a kaplooey.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you'd know just by the way it flattens out if you run over a nail, you know?
Oh, good point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you're not.
It will explode if you hit a pothole, like a super deep one.
A poof.
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't think.
But I think a sharp object.
I was furious, though, so I didn't have, you know, I wasn't seeing straight. And the missus drove away like a big chicken.
That
so.
Was the move. That was right. actually the move to make because she didn't want you getting in killed. Trouble.
I want to fight that guy, though.
She made, this she guy, made the though, right call.
I know I told you this story. We're driving down this. This is when we lived in San Jose. We're driving in this what is it, Oak Ridge Mall, whatever it is. And it's packed and it's stupid. And we've got a spot. There it is. It's a couple. It's on our side of the road. It's like four cars away. We're the only car between us and it. And this guy come in the opposite direction. And I'm like, that's our spot. We're there. We got it.
Put your blinker on.
This guy comes from the other direction and flips a U-ey and slides into the spot in front of us. And I'm like, my jaw drops to my flap. And I'm like, you just let them do what?
Was there a blinker on? Was it on? Or
there's no blinker. This guy just had us.
So I'm saying, if her blinker wasn't on, he's.
Oh,
like,
I don't know. Look, she's I'm just telling you.
I love how angry you're getting all over again.
Oh,
like, it just happened.
So, you guys, I was.
Like, you're in the car right now.
Mad. It must have been so fun being with you in the car.
And the missus is like, oh, well. I'm like, oh, well.
Just flipped on the bird and move on.
Not good
oh
enough, man.
Oh, my God. We just got had. Like, I can't. I don't.
He needs to feel this pain.
Yes, Bryn knows. Yeah, thank you, Bryn.
And then Sarah and I are like, absolutely. No.
Anyway,
oh, well,
I'll
we'll
read
find
the
another
rest
one.
Of the
don't be other.
The, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's because there's not no spots close, there yeah. anywhere ever.
We'll find one. Don't worry. We'll find one.
Anyway, I'll read the rest of your texts on the other side of these messages. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.